Hello everyone, you guys just heard American Pie, because we're talking about American food today. My name is Diana.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天周末呢，我们就送给大家非常受欢迎的吃的话题啊，我们要讲讲美国什么值得吃。
Mm-hmm, right, so we're going to be talking about some of the American foods that are worth eating.
其实说什么值得吃 worth eating, 当然仁者见仁，智者见智。
Mm-hmm.
但我们今天要分享的我觉得是特别有美国代表性的可谓是这种 comfort food.
Okay, so comfort food is going to be not the healthiest.
就不健康。
Yeah.
高热量。
Yeah, usually very carby.
Carby 就是 lots of carbohydrates, 碳水化合物。
Right. Or sugary.
很甜。
Right. And it usually makes you think of your childhood.
对，这是重点，就是让你想到了小时候童年、
mm-hmm.
我们中文会说有妈妈的味道
yeah,
对吧、
yeah.
Just like mom used to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
好，那所以如果你也爱吃，然后你也想了解美国特别有代表性的一些食物 Comfort food, 大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复吃或者美国食物就可以了、
mm-hmm.
首先啊，戴安娜刚刚说 Comfort foodUsually it implies it's not the healthiest.
Yeah.
但是我觉得它就是很治愈的。英文可以说
Maybe healing.
对 it heals you, right?
Yeah.
It has a healing effect.
Very comforting.
对很 comforting, 治愈系的啊。
Mm-hmm.
好那我们今天所有要说的这些呢其实东西很多。我和戴安娜就分了一下类我们从 breakfast, 早餐讲起然后会讲到一些正餐然后甜品。
Mm-hmm. All right.
I gotta say, 我看这张 list 真的是像你说的 comfort food is not the healthiest food.
Yeah, but it made me think of my childhood.
哦，是吧？
Yeah, it did.
那我们就先从 breakfast 讲起好啦。
All right.
第一个这个一种 sandwich.
PB&J, peanut butter and jelly.
那 peanut butter 大家应该知道就是花生酱。
Yes.
然后这里的 jelly...它不是那种 jello, 不是那种水果啫喱、
uh-huh.
不是果冻。
Yeah, it's like jam, actually.
它是果酱、
mm-hmm.
但是呢它又看起来有点像果冻。
The difference between jam and jelly is that the jelly is not as healthy. It's got less fruit in it than a jam.
基本上都是 chemicals, 全是化学制品。
Basically, yeah.
这个 sandwich 其实就是你的三明治上面寄抹 so you put some peanut butter as well as jelly.
Well, you gotta put the peanut butter first.
先放花生酱。
Mm-hmm. And then you, because it's not sweet and Americans love sugar, then you spread some jelly on it.
所以你刚刚说 spread 就是抹、mm-hmm. spread butter, spread peanut butter,、
yeah.
spread jelly, 这样。
Yeah, yeah.
好像很多美国小朋友不仅早餐可能会吃他们爸爸妈妈会 pack it、
yeah.
as lunch, 对吧
yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. It especially
不太健康吧
Of course it's not, but, you know, kids like it.
就是小朋友喜欢这种甜甜的味道、
mm-hmm.
啊、
yeah.
yeah, this is so American.、
Super.
我觉得对 PB&J sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
所以口语里面你们经常就简化成 PB&J sandwich, 对吧
We just say PB&J.
PB&J.
You don't even need a sandwich.、
Oh, 好的好的
Yeah.
OK, 那其实讲到早餐这种三明治啊什么的我觉得另外一个很美国的其实是 bagel
Oh, I love bagels
Me too, 我也是我很喜欢这种很有嚼劲儿的、
yeah, yeah, lots of texture, it's very chewy
对对对 texture 就是它那个质地很丰厚、
mm.
very chewy 就是你可以嚼很久的啊
yeah, yeah.
其实 bagel 好像对犹太的这个食物贝果现在大家在北京上海会看到一些、
mm-hmm.
So it looks kind of like a donut
Yes, but it is a bread
对但其实它是面包而且是那种就是死面没有发过的面、
mm-hmm.
所以它其实就是会很有嚼劲对吧
yeah, yeah.
Bagel 其实最 classic 最经典的就是上面要抹
Cream cheese
Philadelphia cream cheese 太好吃了
You're making me miss home
所以这些对你来说真的 comfort food 啊。
嗯哼 ，yeah。
好，那接下来呢，我们早餐还有很美式的，当然就是像 pancakes and waffles 这些。
Pancakes，
这个大家应该都很熟悉了啊。Mm-hmm. 但是呢，美国有一个很有特色的 waffles， it's waffles with fried chicken.
Yeah, especially Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
So waffles are sweet, mm-hmm. and you put syrup, 糖浆.
Yeah,
fried chicken 就是炸鸡块是咸的.
It's savory.
So you kind of go for the sweet and savory combo,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, for people who are indecisive and they're like, I don't know what to get, so you get both.
For people who are waffling, 那种不能决定的人
exactly.
哎，又甜又咸都有啊。好，那除了 syrup, 当然上面还可以抹那个奶油。
Yeah, whipped cream.
Whipped cream, 罐子里打出来、喷出来的那些啊。
Yeah.
那接下来我们来看看一些 How about some salads and soups?
Okay, so one that's very well known is Caesar salad.
凯撒，对吧？ Mm-hmm. Caesar salad, 然后我觉得在我脑子里最有代表性的美国沙拉应该是烤博。
Cobb salad.
Cobb, right?
Yeah, Cobb salad. The Cobb salad has a lot of different ingredients.、
Mm.
Like bacon, tomatoes, hard-boiled eggs,、
sometimes.
And chicken.
对, chicken.
Yeah.
而且 Cobb 最大的特色就是它都是切成那样一块一块的。
Oh, they're all diced.
Diced, 就像丁一样、mm-hmm. 对吧、还有一个我觉得也很美式的就是 coleslaw。
The unhealthy salad.
Coleslaw, 我觉得我们中国人很多的记忆就是来自 KFC, 肯德基。
That's my impression of coleslaw too.
我小时候太爱这个东西了
yeah,
我觉得世界上怎么有这么好吃的 Because it's very sweet.
Yeah, and it's a little bit, it's kind of tangy. It's a little sour too.
还有一点酸酸的味道、
mm-hmm,
对吧、
yeah.
它反正就卷心菜沙拉
Yes.
Very finely chopped.
Cabbage.
对 cabbage,、carrots.
Yeah, some carrots, yeah.
然后最主要就有很多 mayonnaise.
White sauce.
A ton of mayo.
Yeah.
美乃滋对吧、mm-hmm. 就是很甜的、
Yeah, yeah.
就是真的小朋友都很爱这种口味。哎 speaking of dressing, 除了 mayonnaise, 我觉得还有一个特别美国 dressing 就是 ranch.
Oh, yeah. Also another white sauce.
也是白白的。
Very creamy, kind of tangy too.
你说的 tangy 就是有点酸酸的、
mm-hmm.
对吧 ?ranch、
yeah.
dressing.
Yes.
Ranch 就是那种什么牛仔那种
庄
园的意思。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A ranch.
好那除了 salads 以外呢我们前面说汤。我觉得最美国的一个汤可能就是、
clam chowder.
蛤蜊汤蛤蜊粥打汤。
Yeah.It's also my favorite.
他肯定也
all my favorites today.
Comfort food 嘛
yeah,
对美国人来说、
uh-huh.
East Coast 和 West Coast 都有自己很好的 clam chowder、
mm-hmm. yeah.
你是加州的嘛所以对你来说 San Francisco 这 clam chowder 很有名
Yeah, especially when it comes in a
sourdough
bowl
面包碗里装这也是 my favorite
Yeah, yeah, it's so goodIf you guys are out there in SF, you have to go to Fisherman's Wharf and get one.
So this is also a very creamy, it's a white soup.
Mm-hmm, yes.
奶味很重里面有各种各样的海鲜然后当然要有蛤蜊 clam, 蛤蜊肉。
Mm-hmm.
It's a very hearty soup.
Very hearty.
对吧
Very rich.
对我觉得讲到汤特别是这种能吃得饱的也是很治愈厚厚热热的汤、
mm-hmm.
大家可以用 hearty 这个词。
Yes, yes.
然后就能让你的心脏让你的 heart 都很温暖的啊
Yeah, exactly
好那我们现在 How about let's look at some 比较正餐可能 lunch, dinner 或者就是大家 go out 时候会吃的一些东西
mm.
嗯那其实美国人挺爱吃肉的对吧
Oh yeah, of course
Meat lovers
Meat lovers
很爱肉那讲到美国肉最有代表性的当然就是
Barbecue ribs
烧烤的那个猪肋排
Yes、
Barbecue 我们经常会 acronym 缩写成 BBQ、
mm-hmm.
但是日常讲的时候
Oh, we always say it out.
Say
like barbecue.
Yeah. 那说到 barbecue 呢，美国的特别南方是吧 ？The South,、
mm-hmm.
从 Texas 啊什么
yeah,
Alabama， 对，就是他们是 they pride themselves on their barbecue.
Yeah, definitely.
引以为傲的一个 skill， 一个技能。
嗯哼，
就是他们很喜欢那种 very smoky taste, right? So they have a big smoker. 他们有那种就是大的一个火罐子，然后就是能制造出非常烟熏的口味的。
Yeah, definitely. And there's also like especially the men they will take a lot of pride in grilling meats.
就是很多就美国男人觉得一定要会烧烤
yeah,
要会 grill、
yeah.
会烤东西对吧
yes,、mm-hmm.
好，那既然说到南部呢，我觉得美国南方还有一些美食啊，就是也是 very American comfort food，
、yeah.
什么 biscuits and gravy， cornbread， grits、uh-huh. 这种东西。
Yeah， those are all very southern，
特别南方的啊。
Mm-hmm. Yeah，
前面说的这 biscuits and gravy， 这里的 biscuits 不是英国人说的那个 cookies。
Right. So it's more like bread-like.
我觉得有点像个包子的形状。
Yeah.
是吧？像中国的包子。
Uh-huh.
You don't get more American than
mac and cheese.
这个又让你很 homesick, 是吧？
Yeah. I would say mac and cheese is the poster child for comfort food, American comfort food.
对，你刚刚说 poster child, 就是像一个海报上面会贴的就最有代表性的美国治愈系美食的代表。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
而且你们的这个 mac and cheese, mac 就是那个很小的意大利面 macaroni.
Yeah, short for macaroni.
然后呢它就是小小的卷起来的一个小管子面圆圆的、
mm-hmm.
然后它要放很多很多的 cheese
and butter、
啊、还有很多黄油、
yeah.
然后就把它倒的一堆那样厚了吧唧的对吧
yeah.
而且我觉得美国人最他们觉得最 comfort food 还不是自己家做 mac and cheese 还像我们的方便面
you gotta get Kraft mac and cheese
you know this is the happiest I've seen you in the world
Talking about food.
我们做节目但是很久没那么就发自内心的开心。
Yeah.
像方便面就是卡夫那个品牌的 instant.
Yeah.
我们说方便面 instant noodles. So this is instant mac and cheese.
Yeah, you just pour hot water and then put it in the
microwave. 好 hey, how about wings, buffalo wings?
Oh yeah, that's, like that's the signature, like I would say flavor.That Americans have their wings with.
特别是男人什么看球赛啊、
yeah.
什么到酒吧一定要吃一大堆
Has to be buffalo.
Wings 就是 chicken wings 鸡翅然后美国最有代表性的口味就是说的这个 buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo
actually,
是水牛的意思
Maybe it's a place because the sauce
纽约 buffalo.
Yeah. The sauce is kind of sour and a little bit spicy.
对就是甜甜辣辣的
yeah,
甜辣鸡翅、
yeah.
啊、
yeah.
你 college 的时候也吃很多吗
I actually don't like buffalo wings、
But
a lot of people dip it in ranch dressing Oh my god
这太治愈了、哎、
Yeah
反正美国人就是怎么高卡路里怎么来、哦
mm-hmm, Yes
好那接下来我们再看什么 pizza, hot dog、然后 sandwich 好了
Alright
Pizza 呢我想说的就是美国最代表性的口味可能就是这个
pepperoni and
cheese. Pepperoni 就是腊肠。好，那接下来我们看看 hot dog 热狗。
Yeah.
那我觉得美国人吃热狗呢，上面肯定要放 mustard.
Okay. Yeah.
黄芥末酱。
Yes.
Ketchup.
Yep. Yep.
还有什么 relish 对吧？
Oh, yeah,
那个东
西。I love relish. So they add basically minced.Pickles,
小酸黄瓜
Yeah
酸黄瓜切碎然后把它搞成一个什么酱
Yeah, but the sauce is very sweet
对就美国人都是真的很爱甜的口味、
yeah.
uh-huh, 啊、
yeah.
哎今天讲的吃的太多了好我们今天最后呢 Let's round up with some dessert、
My favorite
也就我们节目一开始给大家放了 American Pie 这首歌、
mm-hmm.
觉得 Pie 也是美国甜品最有代表性的
Yeah, I would say soThere's all kinds of flavors.
Apple pie. Key lime.
Oh, I love key lime pie.
对，我也是，因为 key lime 没那么甜。
Yeah, it's a little bit sour.
它就青柠派，对吧？
Yeah.
那它那个里面也是奶奶的，只是他们就是会放点什么青柠的汁啊，然后 zest 皮，
yeah.
对吧？
Actually made it before coming when I went on vacation,、lots of cream cheese.
啊对 cream cheese,、yeah. 对。然后 pecan pie.
Oh, I love that. Especially now, like during、the holiday、
fall.
season. Yeah.
哎、现在还除了 pecan, 我觉得还 pumpkin pie.、就是特别这个季节而且 reminds you of holiday.
Yeah,
holiday's coming. 啊、啊另外还有一个我觉得味道也很好的就是 cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I love cinnamon rolls.I think a lot of Chinese people, like, I've met a lot of Chinese people who don't like cinnamon.
肉桂因为比较冲、那个味道。但 cinnamon rolls 就是特别好吃它其实就像面包、对吧
Yeah.
然后它做的时候就其实就把它弄成一个条对对卷卷卷、我也觉得这个真的很好吃。
Yeah. Well, of course, you can't forget the glaze that they put on.
Oh, 对。
Very sweet.
Glaze 就上面一层糖霜糖酱对吧、好那今天我们讲了一些非常有代表性的 American food, American comfort food、虽然不是很健康但是 once in a while, everything in moderation,、就什么只要大家保持那个量我觉得还是 OK 的。
Or split with a friend.、
可以大家分跟朋友、那你喜欢吃我们今天说到哪些食物呢、还是有哪些很有代表性的美国食物我们没有讲你很想推荐给大家呢都希望到我们的留言板块来分享到开言英语微信公众号就可以了、那另外当然下礼拜就是感恩节、所以、Turkey with all the trimmings、火鸡大餐啊、好那希望大家在开言英语呢可以轻松愉快地学到非常实用的英语和道地的美国文化。那如果你想要、学习更多的内容然后、有更多的英语的接触而不光是双语的话、大家可以看一下开言的会员课程在我们公众号菜单里面你可以先试用试用以后喜欢的话呢购买也是最划算的一个渠道因为学习一年只要629元、我们有700多节课而且每天都有精彩的新课
Right. So, we've talked about a lot of American comfort foods, and actually, I'm starting to get hungry.
你最喜欢哪一个？我们介
绍。Oh, I think in terms of, sweet dishes, pies, and then in terms of savory, fried chicken, I guess.
哦、你喜欢吃炸鸡
Yeah.
好好越说越不健康
Yeah, we'll stop while we're
Okay, thank you for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Alright, bye guys Bye, bye, this American pie Drove the Chevy to the levee But the levee was dry And good old boys Were drinking whiskey and rye Singing this will be the game